This week we've been reporting the results of a new poll on sex education in the nation's schools by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. One question asked people how old they thought boys or girls should be before they have sexual intercourse. More than 40% said they should wait until they are married, though few thought they would actually wait that long. Interestingly, there was no difference between what people said about boys and what they said about girls. There was a difference, though, when we asked parents of 7th through 12th graders how prepared they thought their own sons and daughters are to deal with sexual issues. 60% said their daughters are very prepared, compared with 36% who said the same about their sons. And NPR's Margot Adler went to parents and experts to ask why the difference.
Parents discussing sex with their kids. On the surface, it sounds clear-cut, but when you ask for details about the discussions, it gets pretty murky.
I don't think I'm any different than any other parent, awkward and fumbling and nervous.
Leslie Merlin is the pastor of the Second Presbyterian Church on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. When her son came home from a ninth-grade public high school with a note to be signed if the parents did not want condoms to be distributed to their child, Merlin and her husband sat down with their son.
We began the conversation, and my son looked at us in an odd way. And I said, "Yes, this is the talk." And he stood up and left the room. So that was a huge failure. After that, my husband did have a conversation with him. But after I spoke to you, I said to my husband, "So how actually have your conversations gone with the boys?" And my husband said, "Oh, they tell me they know all about it. They don't want to hear it."
In retrospect, she's decided her mistake was assuming there would be a conversation. Perhaps, she says, we just have to unload what we think and let it be. When asked if she thinks girls are more prepared to deal with sexual issues than boys, she says yes.
Because I think they're more interested and worried.
And she says her daughter, unlike her son, reads articles in magazines. A group of parents who have children at Bard High School Early College, an alternative public high school in New York City, are talking about their discussions at home. They're nervous, and many ask to remain anonymous because they say they don't want to embarrass their children. Anne and Eddie, we'll call them, have a story almost identical to the one we just heard. Discussions have been difficult, and Eddie says he believes his daughters are more prepared than his son.
I just think they're a little more open to hearing anything.
The daughters.
Yeah.
I have to disagree. I remember buying the Mothers and Daughters book and trying to sit down and show the parts and the cycles, and that they just didn't want any part of it. It was like I was buying it all for me. It may be pretty equal, actually.
As the discussion heated up, there were disagreements over whether girls or boys knew more.
I think that girls are more prepared because they reach puberty at a younger age, and it's almost forced on the parents or one of the parents to take on that issue.
I think it's so dependent on the kid. I don't think it's necessarily a boy-girl thing.
I just think girls are more preoccupied with it.
Prepared for what? I mean, physically, they're prepared the minute, you know, they come of age.
Everyone had a different idea about what prepared really meant. Did it mean knowing about your body, about pregnancy and birth control, about HIV and sexually transmitted diseases? Did it mean being emotionally prepared to have relationships, being confident to say no? But when Orchid Gonzalez began to speak, a mother of six, there was a palpable sense of yearning and even envy in the room. Gonzalez said all of her children, 12 and over, were well prepared.
They've had books. They've seen videos. They've seen mommy give birth. The 12-year-old, he knows all about his body. We just have not gotten into the intricate details of intimacy. The 15-year-old, she knows everything. We've spoken about the actual act, and actually with her, we've discussed why would you want to do it? What might happen when you do it? And not just maybe getting pregnant if you're not careful, but also how would you end up feeling when you're in a relationship, and or if you're not in a relationship and something happens, what will your feelings be? Why would you want to go there? And the consequences.
When she stopped speaking, several parents said, "Please come to my house and talk to my kids," and they laughed. But it's a serious point. Many experts recommend finding an aunt, a pediatrician, a friend, to give the advice teens won't often take from their parents. Parakeets are chirping in a cage in a small apartment in Flushing, Queens, where Doris Casanelli lives. She got pregnant at 16 and never finished high school. Now her son is 13. She's determined he will not repeat her experience.
When all of his friends come here, I sit them down like a school.
Her son's friends come from Spanish-speaking families, and they come to her for advice about sex.
Because they are embarrassed to talk to their parents because they think they're going to get hit or punished. 7, 8 of them are coming to my house.
She speaks to these kids straight out. If you do this, these are the consequences. Sometimes she's pretty graphic, like when she tells her son that certain forms of contraception don't work.
I go, Jonathan, you know what I mean by pulling out. And he goes, Mom, don't talk to me like this. I don't like to hear those kind of things. My son gets embarrassed. I go, Jonathan, you have to know these things. If I don't talk to you about it, who is?
I ask her if these ninth graders are well prepared to deal with sexual issues, the question in the poll. She says they all know what they should do and what they shouldn't do.
But like I say, at the heat of the moment, they're not thinking.
And that's the rub. Pastor Leslie Merlin.
There's plenty of information to be had, but I'm not sure that anyone is prepared for the emotional experience of passion and desire.
In fact, when our poll asked parents what concerned them most about their kids ever having sexual intercourse, some said disease, some said pregnancy, but 36% said it was that their kids would do it before they were emotionally and psychologically ready. School's out at the Julia Richmond complex that houses four small public New York City high schools. Angela Maraska, a physician's assistant who has been working in women's health since 1982, helps run a clinic for the students in those schools. She says even the brightest kids are getting into trouble.
We have a couple of kids right now who are pregnant who don't know what to do and are really having a tough time. These kids do very well in school. They're very bright. They're not telling their parents. They're very confused. So are they well prepared? I'm going to tell you they're really not. It's very hard to, in the reality of life, to know that if you do this, then this will happen. Because when you're young, stuff does not happen to you. And I always say to them, you know, you never think stuff is going to happen to you. And you just don't think it's going to be you. Why would you think that?
She says the boys are probably less prepared than the girls. But then she never sees them at the clinic. And boys will never admit they don't know something, she says.
So they act as if they know, but if you really, really ask questions, no, they don't know.
She says if parents want to talk to kids, they have to start much younger. But Maraska says even with involved parents, sex education in the schools, abstinence-based education, comprehensive sex education, adolescents make poor judgments. They make mistakes. That's what adolescence is about. Back at the parents group at Bard High School Early College, a woman pipes up with something everyone agrees with. You cannot separate a person's sexuality from how they feel about themselves and their place in the world. If they are confident about themselves, it will spill into sexual issues. And Orchid Gonzalez, the woman with six children, says what she teaches her kids first is simply think what you would want and what you wouldn't want.
And try to extend yourself to that person and think about what they might want. Think about them.
But as one teacher said, at a stage of life where it's me, 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 that's a tall order for an adolescent. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
The complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School Sex Education polls are on our website, npr.org.